You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Josh Alvarez from the band Crossed Keys. I saw you at the Pan of Black show at the church on Saturday. Did you have fun?
I did. It was a good time. It's good seeing a whole bunch of old homies. Emphasis on the word old.
So what do you do in Crossed Keys?
I sing.
Nice. Yeah. So do you just sing or do you like play an instrument and sing too?
I play bass in another hardcore band called Hard Turf, and in Cross Keys, I just sing and I write the lyrics and all that stuff.
Nice. So when did Cross Keys become a band?
Well, we're in year 8 now, if you can believe it. So it's been a couple years, and we're also on our third drummer.
Wow.
Yeah. Our drummers keep on exploding, which is weird, but you know, it's cool.
Yep. So where did Cross Keys start and do you all still live there?
We started in Philadelphia, Philadelphia adjacent. Dave, who plays guitar, Dave Adolph, has been my best friend since seventh grade. So we were in middle school together and then we've never stopped being homies. So we've always we learned how to play guitar and stuff together. So this is our actual second band together, but you know, the other band that we were in was called Hey Angel, and that was on for like a bunch of years also. And then Andrew, who plays bass, he lives in Asbury Park now, but he used to live in South Philadelphia. And then our current drummer, Mr. David Wagensheets, he lives in Germantown. And our other guitar player, Mr. Bo Brendley, or Dr. Bo Brendley, I'm sorry, he lives in South Philly. So we're all pretty much, and I live in North Philly, so we're all pretty much a Philadelphia band.
Yep.
So
yeah. Philly and New Jersey.
Yeah, Philly and New Jersey. We'll count it.
Nice. So how old were you when you started playing guitar?
I was 14 years old because nice. I was really bad at piano. So that's the thing. I grew up, I don't know if you can tell, I'm Filipino. Did you know that, Gabe?
I didn't know that.
So I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and there's a pretty large Filipino community down there. Cool. And growing up, we all had the same piano teacher, Mrs. Santa Inez. And she would go from house to house and teach. Like the way it worked was all of our parents came to America at the same time. And then they all became like nurses and teachers and all this stuff. And then they all had kids at the same time. So I grew up with like a built-in crew of like other Filipino kids. And we all had to take piano lessons from the same teacher who would go from just house to house and teach us how to play piano.
Wow.
And I hated it. So I was like, I want to play something cool, Dad, like the guitar. And then that's how that happened when I was a kid.
So I was 10 when I started playing guitar. It was like I just turned 10.
Yeah.
It was at my birthday party. My grandma's brother, dad's uncle, grandma, I don't know what you call that, gave me a guitar, and that is that was my first guitar, and I learned how to play songs on it.
What kind of songs did you start playing when you started?
So I started off with Bad Religion mainly.
Mm-hmm. So power chords and stuff like this.
Yep.
Super fun. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. So for those not familiar with Cross Keys, what song do you suggest they look up?
I don't know. They're all pretty fun. I think it's funny because like Cross Keys is a band that all of us in the band love the band, but I'm not so sure how many people outside of the band really love the band. I would say Rest in Peace, Arch Street would be a pretty good entry point from our last record, which is called Cross Keys Believes in You, because it's about a place in Philadelphia that was called the Trocadero at 10th and Arch Street. And it was the space where a lot of us met each other, like over 20 something years ago, because Bo and Andrew were both bouncers at that place, and like it was where like it was the hot spot where like all the punk and hardcore bands would play in Philadelphia. Growing up as a kid, it was like the one place that I knew how to get to without a car. So I knew I've been going there since like we were all super young and everything. But yeah, it's probably the most like anthemic of the last record. It's the one that a lot of people enjoy, I think.
Yeah, nice. I'll make sure to check it out.
Cool, man.
Yep. So, what was the first punk hardcore metal show you attended, and how old were you?
Oh man. I believe my first punk show was at the Trocadero, and it was the Dead Milkmen, and it was on
Nice.
their Bright Green Globe record. So like, I don't know, man, that was like in the 90s sometime, and I just remember going over on the speed line with a bunch of like my weird homies from high school, 'cause like, you know, when you're growing up and you elect, or at least you resonate with like punk rock or hardcore as the thing. At the time, it was very off-putting to people who did not like participate in this kind of art. And then to be a minority in a mostly white space, to have that on top of me choosing to listen to punk rock and stuff like that, it made me feel like a very big weirdo, you know? And I just remember being on the train with other weirdos and just being like, this is my crew. And we went to the track, and the first band that I ever set eyes on was a band called Chrissy. And yeah, they were on stage and they looked larger than life. And it was the coolest and most terrifying thing I'd ever seen in my entire life up until that point. And it's a thing that just made me into the weird adult that I am today.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was the first.
Speaking of the Dead Milkmen, I interviewed Joe from the Dead Milkmen.
Good dude, righteous guy.
It's cool. So what are some of your favorite bands to listen to recorded, and what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
Like just in the punk and hardcore space or just in general?
Just anything.
So listening, I grew up listening to a lot of like British music. So I grew up listening to a lot of they called it the Madchester scene at the time. So bands like the Happy Mondays and the Lightning Seeds, and even later bands like Blur, Oasis, like that kind of stuff. So that's like when I'm like thinking about the formative things that made me the musician that I am today, I think about bands like the Stone Roses. I think about a lot of Jesus Jones, a lot of just that weirdo. There was a time when British music was guitars with a bunch of keyboards, and that always was a sound that resonated with me. So I really love, like, when I'm just chilling out, that's like a lot of the stuff that I'll listen to. Of the current bands, I really like Homefront a lot. Do you know that band at all?
No.
They sound like if New Order had an Oi singer. So it's aggressive, and it's very it's still punk in nature, but there's a lot of synthesizers and stuff like that in there. So
Nice.
that's one of the bands that currently is twisting my ear a lot.
I'll look them up. So what is your favorite place you've toured in?
I haven't really played in too many places outside of the Philadelphia area, I'll be honest with you. The church is my favorite place to play of all time. That stage is always going to be my favorite stage. And I
Church is
played
cool.
there, pardon me.
I said the church is cool.
It's a very interesting thing to have. And it's one of those things that you're like, as a Philadelphia and Philadelphia area person, resident, we're very fortunate to have something like that that's been around since the 90s, since like, you know, the very beginnings of punk in Philadelphia, it feels like, you know what I mean? But
Yep.
yeah, that's my favorite stage of all time that I've ever played on. And I've managed to play on that stage a bunch of times with a bunch of projects. So, you know, that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's awesome. My goal is to play the church on the famic carpet one day. That'd be sick.
That'd be fun. Do you have a band?
I'm starting a band, like a crossover band with my friends.
Yeah.
And also sometimes I play with my dad's band Thought Control from New Jersey. So
Nice. That's really cool. So when you say crossover, you're trying to do like a Leeway kind of thing? Like you want to do like
yeah,
shreddy with
kind of like
hardcore?
that.
All
Yep.
right. That's cool. Is that what you listen to mostly?
So I'm more into hardcore, but my friends are into like more metal, so kind of like meet in the middle, like
Okay.
thrash
So
crossover.
they're gonna do the solos, and you're gonna bring the sick breakdowns.
Probably.
I love it. Good mission. Let's go
Yeah.
for it.
So what is your favorite type of food from another country?
Well, again, I grew up Filipino, so like, you know, I was actually just talking about this with my friends at work that I'm one of the few people that have the experience of going to school in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and bringing traditional Filipino food and being having to answer questions like, why are there fish heads in your lunchbox? And I remember being like, Dad, like, I mean, I love it, but it's weird when everyone else has sandwiches and I have full on like rice and fish and stuff. So I would ask to have like American food per se. But so like the concept of otherness in terms of food has always been like a weird moment for me. That said, my wife is Vietnamese and I really love Vietnamese food. So pho and like, you know, that kind of stuff. You ever have that stuff? Like soup, like the noodle soup from Vietnam?
So I haven't had very much Vietnamese, I don't think. What did I have? I love ramen, but it's like instant ramen. I've had real ramen, and it's a lot better, and definitely a lot better for me.
Good
but
work.
Like sometimes if it's like 2 a.m. and you need a snack or something, well, I've never had instant ramen at 2 a.m. because that'd be a bad idea to cook without a parent, but ramen's really good. I always crave ramen.
It's a good time, man. Give that pho a shot, though. You might like it.
Yep. I might have had pho once. I know I had... I feel like I have, but I don't remember. And also, I'm kind of a geography nerd, so I know, I know a lot about, like, countries. I know every single country on the earth.
Nice.
I know a good amount of capitals. I don't know all of them. And the capital of Philippines, I know, is Manila, right?
Yeah, it is. You got it, man. Well done. Powerful brain you got there, Gabe. Good work.
Mom, it doesn't border any countries.
Well, I mean, it's an island.
It's multiple islands, Mom.
It's an archipelago.
Okay.
There you go.
Sorry.
No need to apologize.
Yep. So what was your favorite TV show and movie when you were my age?
You're what, 11?
I just turned 12 on Friday. 12.
Good work. Man, 12. That's a golden age. You do know that, right? Yep. I mean, I guess any 12-year-old doesn't know that 12 is a golden age, but I'm here to tell you, bud, this is the perfect time to be alive for you. And for me, I also like, okay, so on top of being like one of the only Filipino kids that was in my school, on top of being punk rock at like the age of like, well, young, you know what I'm saying? At 12, I was obsessed with horror movies. So at that time,
I love horror too.
Yeah. And I was too young, I'll be honest with you, to see a lot of the stuff that I saw. But in 12th grade, at 12 years old, I think I was in sixth grade. What grade are you in, Gabe?
I think I'm in sixth.
Yeah. So at that year, that was like 1988 for me, 89 around there, Nightmare on Elm Street came out. And it was both the most wonderful thing I've ever seen and also the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. So everything that I was concerned with at that time in terms of media was related to that. And it was just my world, you know what I mean? So you have to keep in mind, right? My parents, who are traditional Filipino people, were like, our son listens to a lot of screaming people and now only watches a movie about a guy in an ugly sweater that kills people with a razor hand. And so they were worried, but it's okay. I turned out okay, I think.
Yep.
What are you upset? What are you obsessed with? Like, what media, like, do you concern yourself with now?
So yeah, like I said, geography, mainly just like any form, like most forms of music. I just love playing instruments. Or just like I have a trumpet and trombone. I'm not very good at them, but I have them. I play guitar, bass. I can sing. It's not singing, but screaming. I can do drums pretty well.
That's awesome, man. What is but like, what kind of media do you consume? Like, what movies and TV shows are you concerned with right now?
Yeah, I mean, mainly just horror, kind of.
You can't just say horror without telling me some examples, Gabe.
So, the new Evil Dead was really good. Ton of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies are pretty good.
Wait a minute. The new Evil Dead, like the one that happened in the apartment building?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you like the one before that one? The one from 2014?
don't know if I watched it.
It's the one with the lady in the red dress.
Was it
Figure Little?
Was it a re? Was it like a redo or something?
It's the third iteration of that particular story, directed by a guy named Fede Alvarez.
I know I've seen the first two. I don't know if I've seen the third one.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's the same story as the first two. So you know. But it's updated, and they use like 30,000 gallons of blood in it or something like that, or fake blood, because there's like a rain sequence at the end where the blood's like coming down on them. So, right. But yeah, but I like that one. I did like the new one. I thought that was pretty interesting, the way they did the whole pizza box thing and like the whole underground crypt. It was fun.
Yeah. But yeah. We also saw this like thing. We live in Delaware and Wilmington, Delaware, which is like 40 minutes north. We saw like a live Evil Dead the musical.
Did you sit in the splash zone?
No, we weren't able to. Well, it was sold out.
It's like seeing Gore. Have you ever seen Gore?
I did recently.
Did you get splashed then?
Last weekend at Fest in Gainesville.
Oh, that's awesome. How did you enjoy Fest?
It was awesome. We went because we go to Disney World around October every year. So we did Fest in the Disney World. So it just good timing.
That's a good time, man. Do you want to hear a funny story about that?
Mm-hmm.
So the last time I...
Still in your hair. Is it in my hair? Is that a little bit?
It's still a little purple.
You see that little purple in my scalp?
It's a good look, dog. Well done. Good job.
Good.
But yeah, the last time I was at Fest was Fest 10. Which this past one was what, Fest 22 or something like that?
I think 21.
21. So, yeah. So, we were there at Fest 10 because I was with Kid Dynamite. Do you know that band?
Dan Neiman's old band, right?
One of them, yes. Oh, so, yeah. Yeah, because he was also in Lifetime, you know, and he was in a bunch of... But Lifetime, Kid Dynamite, like, that was, like, the golden human. Well, I mean, like, Painted Black was around. Anyway, there's... But so anyway, so we were there with Kid Dynamite, and at the end of Fest, the singer, my friend Jason, was like, "Have you guys gone to Universal Studios?" And I was like, "No." And he said that they have a thing called Halloween Horror Nights, which have you ever done this?
We wanted to do them, but we didn't because it was a lot of money extra.
Yeah.
We went to Universal Studios because our friend works at Disney. And nice. She traded Disney passes to a Universal worker for Universal passes.
That's pretty sick, dude. Well done. So anyway, so we went to Hollywood Horror Nights, and this is the year that one of the Walking Deads was premiering, and the guy who does the makeup for the Walking Dead is a dude named Greg Nicotero, and he did all of the makeup for the Halloween Horror Nights. Now, going into this, all I'd known was that it was like haunted houses, and it was me and my wife, Melani, going. And I was like, oh, it's going to be like Disney. It's going to be like whatever Hollywood movie stuff. And I thought it was going to be like smiling ghosts riding home in the taxi with you or whatever, you know, like Haunted Mansion style. And but the lines were incredible. We were in line for like 3 hours for the first thing. And I was bored because I'm like a big child, you know, and I was just like, this sucks. Like, what are we doing here? And then we get inside, and it is the first attraction was a combination of all of the most terrifying things, which for me is trench warfare, like in a war situation, and zombies. So it was like zombies attacking soldiers in trench warfare and like a World War II thing. And I was so frightened. I just had my eyes closed and was swinging my fists because, again, I'm like a large child. And I accidentally punched my wife in the back of her head, and she didn't talk to me for another 3 hours. It was terrible. But yeah, don't ever go to that thing if you get afraid easily. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, I can handle a ton of scary movies. I'm afraid of 3 hour lines though, so
yeah, no, it's a righteous thing to be afraid of. You should follow that instinct. It's good.
And I'm also very scared of wasps and spiders, so as long as they don't have those, I'm good.
Dude, it's the things that you're afraid of the most that every year that's exactly what they're going to put in there, guaranteed.
No, but if I see the tiniest spider as like smaller than this guitar pick, I like as small as the little turtle Tortex thing on it, I
scream like a girl.
Yes, and I will run out the house. I will be gone. I will completely leave that room. I am horrified of spiders for some reason.
That's called survival instinct, Gabe, and you should follow it all the time because it's going to keep you alive and healthy.
Yep. Also, when I'm playing guitar, since it's in the basement, sometimes there's spiders in the basement. So mm-hmm. I'll see a tiny one on the ground while I'm playing guitar, and I instantly run to put my guitar away and sprint upstairs.
Smart.
But sometimes they're next to my guitar cables, and you need a guitar cable to play.
Yeah, it's true. You can't even hang them to get away from spiders because spiders can crawl on walls. So exactly. I don't know what to tell you, man. Yeah, it's tough.
So what would be the coolest animal to scale up to the size of a horse?
I thought very long about this actual question, and my answer is a quokka.
A what?
A quokka. It's an Australian marsupial that looks like it's smiling all the time. Cool. Google it. I promise you. Q-U-O-K-K-A. Yeah, it's the best thing. It's the reason why God gave it. The quokka. Q-U-O-K-K-A. It's the most adorable animal because it looks like it's smiling all the time. And I just imagine if it were scaled to the size of a horse, it would be my friend. And then we would sing Tom Waits songs together. I also, in my imagination, have it. Yeah, look at that guy. Tell me that's not the coolest dude you've ever seen.
Can't see the smile on the screen, everyone, but you can see it right mm-hmm. there.
That's right. I want him to wear a vest and a hat, like a little bowler hat. And then I want him to tell me stories of old Australia before it got corrupted by capitalism.
Yep.
No, not funny? Okay.
No, it was fun. If you could tell your 12-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Don't be weird and talk to girls. Everything's going to be fine.
Yep. Funny. So anything to add before we wrap it up?
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Cool. Yeah, I had fun. Thank you for interviewing me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out Cross Keys. Check out Hard Turf. It might be a little bit more your style. It's kind of a more ignorant hardcore. And I also do a podcast on movies called Cinepunks, Ending in an X. So, you know.
So do you guys have any shows coming up?
Yes. Hard Turf is playing on November 18th with Freight Train at Bonk's Bar. And Cross Keys is playing on December 8th at Crossroads and December 9th at the Philomoka, both shows with Sam I Am.
Nice. So, December 8th is my mom's birthday, so.
Awesome. 21 at last.
Yep. And also.
45.
Also, December 9th, we see Sick of It All, so.
Where's Sick of It All playing?
New York somewhere.
They're from there.
Yep. They're doing like a.
Benefit show.
I don't know what it's for, but
nice.
Thanks to Josh for joining me today, and thanks to all of you for watching and listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Later, Gabe.